Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be here this morning. Guess I'll dive right into it. My name is David Stolzfus, 21 years. Yes.
Are you recording here? Okay, sorry.
Okay, sure. Okay. 21 years of age. I was the third youngest child, a family of eight. So I grew up a pretty insensitive and insecure boy. We had a somewhat of a dysfunctional home life. I was mocked some at school. And I got to thinking I didn't fit in with anybody. I was just a misfit. I didn't have a lot of that better? There we go. Yeah, that just kind of gave me mentality. I'm just who I am. I don't have a lot of memories of childhood. My memories start when I was probably around 12 years old. Somewhere before that, between 10 and 12, I remember being convicted of sin for the first time. I'm not sure if I was actually taught this, but I had the mentality that I couldn't pray by myself to God, that I had to have a prayer book or some sort of form to pray. And one time, this burden was on me or on my heart. I really wanted to pray to God just in my own words. So I asked Mom if that was possible, if I could do that. And she said, absolutely, that's free for all. We can always pray to God. So I remember praying to God and confessing my sins. The details are a bit fuzzy, but that was one of the first times I was convicted of sin. When I was around 12 years old, I was really trying to find truth in my life, trying to figure out life. I did a lot of thinking. I wanted to be a Christian, but I didn't know what that looked like, and I somehow had to think my way through. I was very depressed. It was no fun trying to figure things out that were above my level. At that time, I started with sexual sin. I was pretty deep into it. I was convicted of it, but I didn't for sure know that it was wrong. But just to be safe, I would confess over and over. Overall, I was very dark and depressed. Over time, I came to realization becoming a Christian would include total surrender and probably obedience to my parents, which was very terrifying. I very much resisted that thought. Over that time, my conscience hardened. I did not want to surrender at all. When I was 16, I joined a youth group against my parents' wishes. I felt very condemned. I remember going down the road thinking that, expecting to have an accident and going to hell. Somehow hell was smaller than the youth group, for whatever reason. I would rather go to hell than not go to that youth group. When I was 18, I left home. By that time, I had the mentality that if I wanted to be a Christian, I couldn't do it at home because that just wasn't possible. So I left home thinking that now I'm a Christian. I had a lot of anger over that time, a lot of anger. I was deep in my sin as ever, especially sexual sin. I had a lot of pride, arrogance, but in my mind, all was good. I moved to PA, I did a course at Free Indeed. I got rid of my sexual sin. I committed myself to God. And at that time I was taught, or I thought, that that was a new birth. I went to Harmony Haven in Michigan, experienced a lot of change and freedom, thought that was a new birth. I came back home and experienced some more things that I thought were behind me. Some shame and doubt and fear and pride and some of those sins. So I renounced that. I renounced that, confessed or repented, whatever, and made the commitment or took the position that that is not part of my life anymore. And I thought that was a new birth. So I stayed free from sexual sin for 2 years. Over that time, I did a lot of seeking God. I experienced some spiritual growth over that time, but not as much as I could have, or not as much as, yeah. Over that time, we started with prayer meetings, and I was very blessed with our youth group. We had a very good youth group. I have a lot of very good memories. We started with prayer meetings. I really enjoyed it. We had some very good fellowship and prayer. About a year ago, I started with masturbation again. This time I couldn't quit. I was back to no power. I thought I had power before, but I don't think I did. But this time it was obvious I had no power. And this time some other things came into focus that for years I had thought were just going to be part of my life. One was my reputation. I really wanted to appear like a good person, and I want other people to think that. This time I was back to no power. I tried confessing. Tried talking to brothers, all the time convinced that I was a Christian. I didn't know there was victory and power available in those small areas. I tried praying some, but I didn't really believe God would just take some of those things away. It felt like I had to work through them. But I became more desperate. I made some vows and commitments. I tried disciplining myself. Sometimes I had this impression that God and His purpose was going to move forward and I was going to be left behind. Sometime this spring around March, we had a prayer meeting one evening. And one of the brothers shared his testimony about overcoming the pleasures of sin. I was very convicted, but I still didn't understand. How do I not love the pleasure of sin? I don't want to, but how do I not? And I asked him, how do I change my desires? What happens? And he told me God does. Oh, now it makes sense. So instantly I knew what I had to do. I had to repent. I had to turn away. I had to forsake. I had to confess. And I had to let go. By that time, I was at the end of my rope. I knew something had to change. I didn't know exactly what. I had enough faith to know that if I repented, if I confessed, if I actually turned back, something would happen. I didn't know if I would have victory in all those areas. But I knew something would happen. So I went home. And I went home. I decided to be real about this. Something has to change. So one by one, I wrote out the things on a piece of paper that I would no longer do. I wrote them down here. This is what I wrote down. Here are a couple of things I will no longer do, experience, or desire, lust after. I wrote them out on a piece of paper and threw them in the trash can. I prayed about it. Told God that this has been part of my life for a long time. I've wanted victory and power over it, but I can't do it by myself. This is what I wrote down. Any and all forms of sexual sin. I will no longer seek, strive, desire any form of self-glory, which is pride. I will no longer tend to my reputation. I will no longer love the pleasure of sin. I finished praying and I didn't have a lot of bubbly feelings, but I just felt a calm, just a peace. Something changed. After that, this is where it gets exciting for me. After that, it became clear to me what joy is. Before, the concept of joy was always kind of confusing. What is joy actually? And how does God give joy? How can I know that I have the type of joy that God gave and that I didn't do anything about it? Or for it, or I didn't gain it? But after that, it was just real. I experienced victory and power. Here's what I've also stumbled since, but I've also experienced God, a faithful and forgiving God. I found God cannot lie. I found that if I do stumble and I get back up, I come back to God, then He's very faithful. And this is where my personal assurance of salvation comes in. I've experienced fellowship, and I've also experienced no fellowship. Before, as I said, that was kind of confusing. But after that, it just became real. Before, I would have probably said some of the same things, but this summer I experienced them. So a verse that is precious to me is Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's all I have. In closing, I commit myself to the local church and body of Jesus Christ and desire to be baptized into the same. That's all I have.